Hi, and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Jack Ma claims that counterfeit goods are now better quality than the real thing. Facebook is by far Argentina's most popular social network, and the usage of messenger apps is growing in Indonesia. Alibaba's founder Jack Ma has defended the company's counterfeit problems by claiming that fake goods in the country are now better than the real thing. China has long suffered with the issues of counterfeit goods making their way into the market, but Ma said that the problem is that the fake products today have better quality and better prices than the real products and brands they are based on. He did add that Alibaba was one of the best at fighting the issue of counterfeits, but even so, the comments have not gone down well with others trying to tackle the problem. The director of China E-commerce Research Center responded to the comments by declaring Jack Ma's comments as inappropriate. He added that for some individual cases, what he's saying might be true, but it's wrong to generalize the phenomenon. Ma's company, Alibaba, was recently suspended from the International Anti-Counterfeiting Coalition after it was judged they were not doing enough to stop fakes being sold on its sites. Facebook is Argentina's most popular social network after it was revealed that nearly 100% of internet users had used the site. The report carried out by Carrie E. Asociados showed that 97% of those on the internet in Argentina had used Facebook in the past, putting it a long way ahead of WhatsApp in second place at 70%. However, the survey also estimates that just 72.7% of those online will use social media at all this month, whilst just 71% will use Facebook. Surprisingly, the results showed a high 60% usage rate for Google+, whilst the site is a lowly ninth in usage rates across the whole of Latin America, with only 8 million users to Facebook's 140 million. Messenger app penetration is growing steadily across Indonesia, rising to nearly 50% of the population using the services. Currently at 48%, a survey by TNS also shows that the level of users on social networks is now just 6% higher at 54%. The digital director of TNS Asia Pacific, Zoe Lawrence, said the finding opened up new opportunities for marketers, especially as figures from the whole of Eastern Asia show messenger services as having a higher usage rate than social media. For example, Facebook, Line, and WeChat have all seen increased users and have now introduced bots to its messenger services in order to directly communicate with their users. Lawrence said that companies can now carry out customer service activities through the messenger and the process is interactive. New data has revealed that the majority of Dutch shoppers are more likely to shop domestically online. Whilst 71% of the country shop on the internet now, there are now more than double the amount of Dutch online shoppers than there were 10 years ago. This increase in shoppers has led to a larger market, which has encouraged an increase in online retailers. By giving Dutch shoppers more choice online, up from around 15,000 to 32,000 in 6 years, they are increasingly likely to buy from shops in their own country and less likely to buy cross-border. This trend can also be seen across the EU, where a survey by the European Commission found that users were usually put off online shopping in foreign countries due to delivery issues or not trusting the retailers themselves. And finally, Jack Ma has announced that he intends to develop technology that will allow him to deliver people and parcels to the moon. Ma indicated that his company Alibaba was looking into a high-speed delivery service to remote places that customers would be able to hail through an app. The e-commerce tycoon said that the logistics industry had no limit of growth and that when it became a reality, it would be ready to send goods to the moon. Whilst he would first need Chinese government permission for the app to be launched in the country, he said that they aim to be able to deliver within 24 hours of an online order and 72 hours internationally. And that's it from me today. Thank you for joining us. And be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.